Dungeons. Sally Grace was barely over 5 feet and weighed less than 100 pounds. She hadn't looked like a threat, and she probably wouldn't have been if she hadn't been so scared.
Of course, I wasn't going to take any chances. Why Roke?
Styx shrugged.
I was busy dealing with the ancient spirit that was trying to turn vampires into crazed killers.
Naturally, Salvatore wasn't satisfied.
And?
He prodded.
And the Prophet had warned that Roke would be important to the future,
he muttered. He'd truly thought keeping Roke in his lair would protect him. Ah, the best-laid plans of mice and vampires.
How the hell was I supposed to know Sally Grace was half-demon?
Salvatore grimaced.
It must have been quite a shock to poor Roke to discover himself mated to a witch.
Styx's humorless laugh echoed through the library at the memory of Roke's fury.
Shock isn't the word I'd used. She's lucky he didn't kill her on the spot.
Frustration simmered deep inside Styx. Roke might be an arrogant pain in the ass, but he was a brother. And more importantly, he was a clan chief who had a duty to his people. They had to find a way to break the mating, and how to make damned sure it never happened again.
He might have killed her if the magic she used didn't feel as real as any true mating.
Salvatore's amusement faded.
That bad? Worse.
Styx surged to his feet.
Without her knowing who or what fathered her, the witch doesn't even know how to reverse the damage. You're certain this isn't some trick? I'm not certain of anything beyond the need to find a way to break the bond.
Salvatore poured another shot of brandy.
Do you have a plan?
Plan? Styx grimaced. The closest they'd had to a plan the past year had been to charge from one disaster to another. Why would this be any different?
Sally left almost 3 weeks ago to search for any clues that would reveal who her father might be,
he said.
And Roke. He's trying to catch her.
Salvatore arched a brow.
You let him go alone?
Of course not. A slow smile curved Styx's lips.
I allow Louvet to go with him.
Salvatore choked on his brandy at the mention of the tiny gargoyle who'd attached himself to both Darcy and Harley, like a freaking barnacle that couldn't be scraped off. A 3-foot pest with delicate fairy wings and shades of blue and crimson and gold, Louvet could drive a sane man to gargoyle side in 3 seconds flat.
You are a bad, bad vampire,
Salvatore murmured.
I try.
Chapter 1 Northern Canada.
Roke hadn't yet given in to his overwhelming desire to commit gargoyle side, but it was a near thing. Roke was antisocial by nature, and having to endure endless chatter from a stunted gargoyle for the past 3 weeks had been nothing short of torture. It was only the fact that Louvet could sense Yana, the demon who'd helped Sally flee from Chicago, that kept him from sending the annoying twit back to Styx. His mating connection to Sally allowed him to sense her, but Yana's ability to teleport from one place to another in a blink of an eye meant by the time he could locate her, she was already gone. Louvet seemed to have a more direct connection to Yana, although they still spent their nights chasing from one place to another, always one step behind them. Until tonight. With a small smile, he came to a halt, allowing his senses to flow outward. The sturdy cottage tucked on the western coast of British Columbia was perched to overlook the churning waves of the North Pacific Ocean. Built from the gray stones that lined the craggy cliffs, it had a steep metal roof to shed the heavy snowfalls and windows that were already shuttered against the late autumn breeze. A garage plus 2 sturdy sheds surrounded the bleak property, but it was far enough away from civilization to avoid prying eyes. Not that prying eyes could have detected him. Leaving his custom-built turbine-powered motorcycle hidden in the trees, Roke was dressed in black. Black jeans, black tee, and black leather jacket with a pair of knee-high moccasins that allowed him to move in lethal silence. With his bronzed skin and dark hair that brushed his broad shoulders, he blended into the darkness with ease. Only his eyes were visible. Although silver in color, they were so pale they appeared white in the moonlight and rimmed by a circle of pure black. Over the centuries, those eyes had unnerved the most savage demons. No one liked the sensation that their soul was getting laid bare. On the other hand, his lean, beautiful features that were clearly from Native American origins had been luring women to his bed since he'd awoken as a vampire. They sighed beneath the touch of his full, sensual lips and eagerly pressed against the lean, chiseled perfection of his body. Their fingers traced the proud...